nor do I see any better reasons for it than I saw then. I think independence for an island this size is something of a myth anyway. I think you, if you're talking about a substitute of dependence, that is, you're going to be dependent on another country rather than Britain, this is not really independence. This is a new gimmick. But I don't think that we will ever be independent to the point where Bermuda passports are going to be really valid around the world. Bermudians are great travelers, and I would certainly hesitate to think that I should be in the Far East or somewhere where you get into some sort of trouble and have to rely on a Bermuda consular service or representation. So I think that, defense, foreign affairs, many of these things are really, I think they're mythical rather than real. The advantages which we would get, if any, by becoming independent, I don't think would be great. I think the cost of independence would be considerable. And really, I think this only serves to maybe bolster a little false ego on the part of certain Bermudians about independence. We have very little problem with the system of dependence that we now have. I mean, the only things that we are ever seriously involved in are perhaps some international air treaties or shipping conventions of time to time. The police is still a responsibility of HMG, but it is being operated now through the governor's council, which is gives us a large degree of influence over it. So I would think that at the moment there's very little feeling on the part of the Bermudians that independence is a vital issue in this election. I certainly don't hear it anyway. People aren't talking to me as if they thought it, that might be the case.
Do you think government possibly has moved, the UBP has moved closer to take
it? Well, I don't really know. I attended the meeting in Southampton, his last meeting up there, went on for a couple of days. And I thought John Plowman gave a very excellent briefing on what was involved, what questions had to be considered when one thought of independence. But I thought he also made it quite clear that the party had no position on it at the moment. And I don't think there's any demand, from what I can gather, any substantial demand that the party should have a position. My guess would be that if the party were asked by a majority of its members to take a position, the answer that they would want to hear would be anti-independence rather than pro. But I don't know.